Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. My name is Gary Hill. I teach at Arizona State University and have the privilege of being here with you this morning at this beautiful Mondavi Center for the State Festival. Congratulations on being here, and thank you so much for coming and sharing your talent with us. I hope you find my comments to be of help, and wish all the best on a terrific performance.
Please welcome from Fremont, California, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra and their conductor, Gregory Conway.
Very nice sound quality. Good cohesion at the beginning. In this hall, at least, I'd love to hear a little bit more clarity of rhythm. There's lots of resonance here, which is, of course, true of most good halls. And you have a lovely, lovely sound. And so we have to be certain that our bows move precisely together, and that we don't linger on long notes too terribly long. Really nice sensitivity to dynamics and shape and phrase so far. Bravo. Yeah, violins, Be more certain of where our left hands are to be placed, measure 24, as we release from beat 1. While being precise, be careful not to let the eighth notes on the end of 2 be accented. Nice balance. Yeah, I'd love to hear a bit more cohesion of time at 45 and also a little bit more substantive crescendo. Very nicely done. 47, 8, 9. The rhythm, D-D-D-D, make sure we play the 16th quick enough and the 8th light and short enough that it sounds rhythmically as it should. Better rhythmic integrity on that figure if we could. Yeah, 70, 69 and 70, especially 70 first violins. Be very, very careful about left hand placement. All right, overall, quite good. Nice ending, very dramatic. I'd love to hear you dig into the last five notes with a bit more exuberance, and a little bit deeper into the string. Give us a little bit better change of dynamic there would be great. Overall, nice performance. Again, it could be the hall for us this morning, but just love to hear a little bit more precision of notes within the beats from the beginning onward. Your control over tempo overall is very good, and your sound overall is very good. Some minor intonation problems in the very upper notes, the first violins, but very good dynamics and shape and so on. To hear a little bit more zap with the first sforzando pits in low strings. Lovely sound. For my taste, maybe tempo could move forward just the slightest bit. Seems just a hair sluggish. It's certainly tranquil. Yeah, make sure we hear clarity in the first two notes at 14 in the viola and cello. That's better. Nice. Again, I continue to appreciate the phrasing and shapes that you're playing with. Bravo. Very, very nice internal balance also. Love the richness of sound that you guys are getting. Very good. Very, very nice singing. Chili. Yeah, careful not to become predictable at cadence points. I appreciate the relaxation at some of the cadences, but it's already a fairly slow tempo, so we want to be careful that it just doesn't become sort of turn into grave, if you will. So we're down now to, you know, closing in on 50 beats a minute. I'm not a fanatic for necessarily what's printed tempo-wise, especially with works like this, but I do think it loses a certain flow overall if it drops below a certain tempo. Just be beautiful, but, you know, be cognizant of the entire line of the piece. See, I think we had less contrast than we might have had at 55 for that very, very reason. But again, very good playing. And I love the commitment from everybody to the interpretation and to one another. Very, very impressive. Bravo. Might want to crescendo, keep the motion going through the note at 65, the second note at 65, and the second violin and viola. Dee, 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 dee. Yeah, even a little bit more second violin, measure 80. Well done, basses. Nice. I might push a little more. Very nicely done. Wonderful work at 107 and so on. Excellent awareness of one another and the overall shape that you're creating together, bravo. A minor issue at 122, intonation-wise. Hear clarity of the repeated quarters, especially the accents in the celli and basses at 136 rather. You might want to press a little bit more firmly into the bow changes given the accents that are there. So at the end, a couple of issues of concern for me. The whole piece is generating energy all the way to 146, and 146, because of the nature of the orchestration and the divisi and so on, 146 has the potential to be quite a bit weaker than what preceded it, and indeed it was. So I think we have to manage our line carefully from 136 onward to ensure that 146 is very, very dramatic and big. And I personally think we should have more bows. Take many more bows during the duration 146. I don't know. Obviously, this was a conscious choice on your part, but it seemed like the piece was anticlimactic because it should have led to there, and then that should have been a very, very big, dramatic measure. Some of us really have the good sense of the sort of jig-like dance, and we're giving our bow work reflects a nice lilt. Some of us perhaps need to buy into that character a bit more. One thing I'm noticing is each time we have a long note with a diminuendo, we seem to start our diminuendo even before we get to the note. Love to hear you take a little bit more time to come away from the strongest points in the music so that things come to a musical climax and then gradually release. With the exception of when we need to release more quickly for textural clarity of some sort, love to hear us spend more time at where we just got to before we leave, musically speaking. Yeah, both here in this area after 67 and previously underneath the solo line. And soloist is doing a beautiful job, by the way. But back at 34, same. We need a little bit more lightness of sound in the lower strings underneath the solo. Even fingers, please. Coming into 86. Very nice change. Bravo. Yeah. More intensity, more enthusiasm, 90 to 94. Precision here. Careful not to hurry, some of us. Yeah, your precision as a group has been very good. in terms of the general control over pulse, a little bit scrambled at 100. Some of us not to compress the eighth notes. Bum bum ba 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 ba. Dig in with a little bit more depth into the string, and so we hear not only a big climactic sound for the end of our program, but also not a sense of hurrying whatsoever. All right, overall, very, very impressive work. I love phrase shapes. I love dynamic changes. So much of what you're doing is just so terrific. I just implore you to be just a little bit more aware of keeping tempo flowing at certain times in the music, and then also those couple of places where we have a little bit of issue with control over tempi. And mostly, though, the biggest comment would be that I think we need to be our diction, so to speak, needs to be just a little bit better on certain rhythmic figures. All right, so control over tempo is terrific. Control of things between beats is sometimes not as terrific. So if you could continue to work on that, your growth as a group and as individuals, I think, would continue to move forward. Bravo to you. Very much enjoyed hearing you play this morning.